Okay, let's unpack this whole idea, this long-held dream of sending humans to Mars.
Right, the red planet.
I mean, who hasn't looked up at that little red dot and, pictured walking there? Especially after the moon landing, it just felt, well, logical, the next big step.
It absolutely captured the public imagination, didn't it? That sort of rusty world became this huge symbol of, pushing boundaries.
Totally. But lately, there's this other perspective creeping in, a feeling that maybe this huge ambition, right now anyway, isn't just hard, but maybe a bit unwise.
Unwise given everything else going on.
Exactly, with all the massive challenges we've got right here on Earth. So for this deep dive, that's what we're looking at, is putting people on Mars the ultimate achievement, or is it, well, maybe a bit
It's
foolish?
a really crucial question, weighing that cosmic allure against, the very real needs down here.
Let's start with the money, because the numbers involved are, honestly, they're staggering. Hard to even wrap your head around.
They really are. Just look at the robots we've already sent.
Yeah, Curiosity cost NASA, what, over $2.5 billion?
Nothing like that. And Perseverance,
Yeah.
even more, nearly 2.7 billion.
And those are just robots. When you start talking about sending people, the cost just explodes.
Oh, exponentially. The estimates for crewed missions, they range hugely, but you're looking at anywhere from 100 billion, maybe up to $10 trillion.
10 trillion, wow. Okay, so that immediately makes you think about, well, other things that money could do.
It really does. Think about global hunger. The UN reckons it would take about $267 billion a year to end it by 2030.
Right. So suddenly, even a rover mission's cost, while huge, looks different next to eradicating hunger.
It forces you to ask, where should the resources go? And then there's climate change.
Yeah, the IPCC estimates, what was it? About $2.4 trillion per year needed by 2035 to limit warming.
Around that figure, yes. Again, a massive amount, but directly linked to keeping this planet habitable.
And you throw in the wealth inequality stats, like Oxfam saying the richest 10% hold like 76% of global wealth. It makes these huge Mars budgets feel a bit off. Like, are priorities skewed? It feels a bit like chasing a unicorn in the desert when you desperately need water, or maybe playing the lottery when your bank account's empty.
That's a powerful way to put it. The potential for misdirected resources is definitely there.
Now, people always bring up the tech argument, right? That these big space missions drive innovation.
That's the classic counterpoint. Apollo, mobile phones, better computers.
Yeah, the spin-offs. And okay, maybe there's truth to that. Space travel is demanding.
It definitely pushes the envelope technologically.
Right.
New materials, new systems.
But do we have to go all the way to Mars to get that innovation? Couldn't we get similar, maybe even better results by investing that money directly into science and tech here, targeting Earth-based problems?
That's a really important question. Would dedicated funding for, say, renewable energy or medical research yield just as much, or maybe even more, useful progress, and maybe faster?
Exactly. Is Mars the only way to innovate? And then there's the inspiration argument.
Ah, yes, inspiring the next generation, getting kids into science and engineering.
Which is important, no doubt. Space is cool. It grabs the imagination.
It definitely does. It has that unique power.
But again, is Mars the only inspiration? Couldn't tackling climate change or fighting poverty or finding cures for diseases, couldn't those be just as motivating for young scientists? Maybe even more relevant.
Absolutely. Those are huge, pressing challenges that kids today are very aware of. They offer massive scope for scientific solutions, too. It could foster a generation focused on fixing our own world.
So, yeah, just the money side gives you a lot to chew on, but then you look at the actual risks to the astronauts, and that's a whole other level of concern. These aren't small risks we're talking about.
Not at all. The human body just isn't built for deep space or Mars long term.
Yeah.
It presents some really serious threats.
Okay, like radiation, that's a big one, right? Out there, without Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field.
Exactly. We're shielded here. In space and on the Martian surface, astronauts get blasted with cosmic rays. These high-energy particles go right through spacecraft, right through tissue.
Damaging DNA, increasing cancer risk, stuff like that.
Precisely. Significantly higher cancer risk, plus potential neurological damage, vision problems like cataracts, and
Yeah.
shielding against it effectively for years. It's incredibly hard. It's almost like playing Russian roulette with invisible bullets.
Okay, so constant radiation bombardment. Grim. Then there's gravity. Mars has less, only about 38% of Earth's.
Yep, which might sound fun for jumping around, but the long-term effects, not so good. We see it on the ISS already.
Bone density loss. muscle wasting.
Definitely. Bones don't get the same stress, so they weaken. Muscles atrophy because they're not fighting gravity as much. The heart can weaken. The immune system can be compromised. It's like accelerated aging in a way.
So spending years on Mars could basically wreck your body. Makes you wonder if we're sending people somewhere they just physically can't handle long term.
It's a major unknown. How much damage? Is it reversible? We don't fully know how the body adapts or fails to adapt to that lower gravity for years on end.
And then the mental side. Being cooped up in a tiny ship for, what, 6 to 8 months each way, plus time on Mars?
The psychological toll is immense. Just imagine it. Same small group, same metal walls, millions of miles from home. For years.
No fresh air, no real privacy, recycled everything. Sounds incredibly stressful.
Studies on Earth in isolated, confined environments show high rates of stress, anxiety, depression, and conflict between crew members. And out there, there's no escape hatch, no quick therapy session if someone has a breakdown.
Right. You can't just, you know, take a walk to clear your head when home is a tiny dot light years away. The mental strength needed is enormous.
And the potential for things to go badly wrong psychologically is very real. It's like being trapped in a pressure cooker.
So that long transit time just makes it worse, stretching out that intense isolation.
For years, potentially. And then you actually have to land the thing.
Ah, the landing. Mars's atmosphere is super thin, right? Less than 1% of ours.
Yeah, which is a nightmare for slowing down. Not enough air resistance like we have on Earth.
So you need powerful rockets, but even that thin air causes problems.
It does. At the speeds you're entering, even that thin atmosphere creates incredible friction and heat. Thousands of degrees. You need very sophisticated heat shields.
So it's this really fine line. Not enough air to slow down easily, but enough to burn you up if the shield fails.
Exactly. It's an incredibly complex maneuver. The margin for error is tiny.
High speed, thin air, intense heat. Sounds like a recipe for disaster if anything goes slightly wrong. And there's no second chance, is there?
No. A failed landing is, well, it's catastrophic. Extremely high stakes.
So you add it all up. The radiation, the gravity effects, the mental strain, the terrifying landing. It starts to feel, well, maybe irresponsible, like a death trap disguised as some heroic adventure.
It definitely raises profound ethical questions. Are these sacrifices justified? Especially when you consider what Mars is actually like.
Right. Even if you get there safely, what are you landing in? Not exactly a paradise.
Far from it. That thin atmosphere, mostly carbon dioxide. You can't breathe it. The pressure is so low, you'd basically boil alive without a suit.
And zero protection from that solar radiation we mentioned.
Pretty much none. Plus, the temperatures are brutal.
Freezing, right. Average is like minus 60 Celsius.
Around there, yeah. And it can plummet way lower, down to minus 140 C at the poles. It's fundamentally a frozen, radioactive desert.
And then there are the dust storms, the ones that can cover the whole planet for months.
Those are a major hazard. Blocking sunlight needed for solar power, potentially damaging equipment. Living there short term means living in a heavily protected artificial bubble.
And getting the basics. Water, air, food. It's not like you can just find them readily available.
Not really. There's ice, yes, but getting it, melting it, purifying it takes a lot of energy and infrastructure. No liquid water on the surface.
And the soil's toxic.
Contains perchlorates, yeah. Makes growing food directly in it incredibly difficult without serious processing. So oxygen, food, building materials, pretty much everything has to be brought from Earth or made there using complex, energy-hungry processes.
The logistics sound insane, unsustainable almost. Like setting up camp in Antarctica, but 1,000 times harder and further away.
That's a fair comparison. The supply chain is just incredibly long and fragile.
And speaking of long, the distance, 225 million kilometers on average.
Leading to those 6 to 8 month travel times. And launch windows only open up every 26 months or so.
Which means if there's an emergency, if they need supplies urgently, help is potentially years away.
Precisely. No quick rescues. And even communication has that lag.
The 20-minute delay each way, so a simple conversation takes 40 minutes.
Makes real-time problem-solving impossible. It really emphasizes the sheer isolation. It's like a cosmic prison in some ways.
So you go through all this cost, all this risk, all this difficulty. For what immediate return? Are there resources there we desperately need now?
In the short term. Almost certainly not. Maybe minerals, but the cost of mining them and shipping them back to Earth? It's economically nonsensical right now.
I'm a science. Important, yes. But haven't the rovers been doing a great job? Sending back tons of data without risking lives.
The robotic missions have been phenomenal successes. They can operate in conditions humans can't for much longer durations. So the added value of sending humans right now for science needs very careful justification against the cost and risk.
It just keeps coming back to priorities, doesn't it? We've got climate change, poverty, disease, right here. Is focusing so much on Mars diverting attention, diverting resources?
That's the core argument, is the whole Mars is Plan B narrative actually distracting us from fixing Plan A?
Because let's be real, sending a few people to Mars isn't solving overpopulation or environmental collapse here.
Not even remotely, no. The scale's completely different. Building a self-sustaining colony there is, well, centuries away, if ever. The resources needed could transform life here.
So yeah, you look at the harsh environment, the lack of resources, the distance, the isolation, the lack of immediate payoff. It really does feel like pushing for human missions now is a hugely expensive distraction.
It strongly suggests our focus, our resources, should perhaps be on this planet. The only one we know for sure can support us.
Okay, so wrapping this up, we've hit on the massive costs, the pretty terrifying risks to the astronauts, and the fact that Mars, right now, is incredibly inhospitable and doesn't offer much practical use in return.
Those are the key pillars of the argument against prioritizing human missions in the near future. The resources versus earthly needs, the dangers versus the rewards, the sheer difficulty versus the immediate benefit.
It feels like maybe choosing the circus over bread when Earth desperately needs that bread.
Yeah.
So here's the final thought to leave you with. Is this human obsession with Mars, this drive to go there, is it truly about logical progression and ambitious exploration? Or is it maybe prioritizing spectacle over substance, a grand folly dressed up as a dream while our own home requires urgent attention? Is it the right ambition for right now? Something to think about.